a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Shaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 86 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
The spike moving toward a surge. The state reported over 1,200 new COVID cases today. ICUs are nearly 86% full. Two of the country's major medical groups are now recommending pregnant women should get the COVID vaccine. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has that.
The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists and the Society for Maternal-Fetal Medicine both say the data from tens of thousands of people over the last several months shows the vaccines are safe during pregnancy, and they want OBGYNs to enthusiastically recommend them to their patients. They also say they're concerned about the current low vaccination rates and rising cases. The two organizations who oversee the nation's OBGYNs don't want pregnant women to delay getting the vaccine till after pregnancy because of the severe complications they say that could happen with getting COVID. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Avoid going near the Mill Creek stream for a while. UDOT and the Department of Environmental Quality say some concrete spilled into that stream and it caused a higher pH level. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says it makes the water harmful.
Increased pH levels can be irritate the skin. They can be harmful to pets. And we want to make sure that we avoid any of those issues and just get the word out to people to stay away from this area.
The Salt Lake County Health Department says people should flush their skin and contact their doctor if they notice rashes after coming into contact with foam from the stream. The cleanup is expected to take a week. Search and rescue crews have found a body of an American up American Fort Canyon this afternoon. It may be a man who has been missing since mid-July. 38-year-old Darren Prisbola had told family members he was going camping in the area. Now, searchers found his car earlier this week. The body was found in an area above Tibble Fork Reservoir and transferred to the medical examiner.
Severe Utah weather.
We are expecting more storms today and tomorrow, and that could mean more flash flooding, especially in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
One Springville family is cleaning up after lightning struck a tree in their front yard last night, basically blowing it to pieces. Photos sent to KSL show a big downed tree which hit the home, scattering branches all across the roof. It hit a car and ripped out a chain link fence. Highs around 90 degrees today and through the weekend, but an increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's also going to be pretty windy along the Wasatch Front, with some areas seeing gusts of around 50 miles per hour. And the National Weather Service also has parts of southern Utah under flash flood watch. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Part of Zion National Park is already seeing flooding with a flash flood warning in effect until 5:15. After years fight with Congress, a years-long fight, I should say, with Congress, the Treasury Department is being told it must hand over former President Trump's tax returns. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
The Biden Justice Department ruling that while Congress cannot force a president to disclose tax information unless it's for a legitimate lawmaking purpose, in this case, the House investigators gave sufficient reason to look at former President Trump's taxes. Mr. Trump has already lost court cases in New York and had to give investigators there his returns.
The former president also in a headline today after documents obtained by the New York Times showed the president urged top Justice Department officials to declare the election corrupt. There was no evidence of widespread fraud. Friday drama on Capitol Hill, and President Biden and Democratic lawmakers are planning to include some immigration reform in a budget bill. ABC's Dave Packer reports Republicans are calling it an abuse of power.
Republican lawmakers pushing back.
This idea of putting DACA and the
infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill, which could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin saying that dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
And Durbin reminding Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The women's soccer team is headed to the semifinals. ABC's Jim Ryan reports from Tokyo.
It took a penalty shootout and a kick appropriately delivered by veteran Megan Rapinoe to defeat the Netherlands 4-2 after regulation ended in a 2-2 tie. But goalkeeper Alyssa Nair was arguably the hero of the game for Team USA, making several major stops before the shootout. It's on to the semifinal on Monday, the Americans versus Canada. Jim Ryan, ABC Sports at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
The men's soccer team isn't at the Olympics, but they are showing their support for the women's team by filing a brief in their equal pay fight. Lawyers for the men's team argued U.S. soccer has been discriminating against the women in their wages and working conditions and paying them less than the men's players. The men's team's brief says the women deserve better from the federation and a lot more money. KSL News Time 3:35. Ricky Meese. Is it going to be one of those general Friday afternoons? Heavy traffic, a lot of problems.
I'm hoping not, but we shall.
Fingers crossed. Right?
Yes, definitely. Keep those fingers and toes crossed. We do have a crash in Salt Lake City, but it is out of traffic. Eastbound I-80 approaching I-215's West Belt, plus a crash in West Valley. 3700 South, 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. He's going to talk about dreaming about being a billionaire, or he's going to talk about billionaires. His Minute of News is up next. I gotta keep
trying. 2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.